The end of the 2017 legislative session brought several last-minute surprises, and for many in and out of government, a sense of unfinished business. For Kauai County Council Chair Mel Raposo, the session also brought up a question of what business that really was. We talked yesterday in our first of our post-legislative session county check-ins. Here's how Mel Raposo assessed the last 4 months.
It's hard to figure out whether or not the session's goals and objectives were to deal with rail and TAT and lifeguard liabilities, or was it just the internal conflicts within the legislature? I'm not sure how much the true purpose of the legislature and creating a budget was really dealing with the needs and necessities of the state, or was it really about a power play between legislators and securing leadership roles? As we got closer to the end, it seemed like more attention was focused on the restructuring of the legislature than it was of the issues that, you know, our counties are faced with. Rail took the front seat, and it seemed like all the decisions was based on what was going to happen with the rail. So it was frustrating for us on Outer Islands, I can tell you that. You know, at the end of the day, nobody won. We're out $1.4 million. The other counties are suffering the same shortfall of the TAT and no solution to the rail. So I don't know how productive that legislature was this year.
For you, as now we're going forward and most likely there won't be a session, no agreement between House and Senate on the rail bill, a reason to bring them back together, as the governor has said. What do you think now is the business of the counties in the face of what you say is an ineffectual legislature this time around? Where do you go from here?
Well, we start our decision-making on Thursday. Obviously, you know, the mayor submitted his supplemental budget a few days ago. I think he submitted it on Friday. You know, now we got to go see where we make up that $1.4 million. And you know, the mayor has already proposed a 19 cent per thousand property tax increase even before we knew of the shortfall. So it's going to be a challenging 3 days for us. You know, there's definitely going to have to be some cuts in the budget. And I'm hoping that we can absorb that and not have to raise property taxes. But you know, we'll see. We'll have a better idea on Wednesday, Thursday, actually, when we start the process.
Kauai seems to be very progressive in a number of ways, least of which is how it handles energy production. Looking at it through that lens and being able to overcome obstacles and deal with issues differently from the rest of the counties, what's your approach in going forward, given the fact that you now know that, as with everybody else, there will be less money?
I don't think the $1.4 million shortfall is going to impact our plans with energy and sustainability, and I don't think the reach will be that far. But, you know, there will be definitely some impacts to possibly some of the services and some of the grants and aid that we give out. So I do not believe it will impact our efforts in energy. I think that's going to remain. That is a priority of the county, both the administration and the council. So I don't envision that being impacted.
When you say the grants and aid might be in jeopardy, what specifically?
Well, you know, we issue a lot of grants to nonprofits. You know, we partially fund airport greeters. Some of the funding that we provide for what should be paid for by the state, I would expect those to be eliminated first, simply because, you know, the shortfall. And we've always maintained, all the four counties, the councils, as well as the four mayors have maintained that we should be getting a higher portion of the TAT. So, you know, obviously those areas that should be funded by the state, they're going to have to go seek funding from the state. And I think those will be the first probably to get cut.
Seeking funding from the state or having to perhaps look into the nonprofit community, which has been watching this and tracking this pretty carefully, believing that in some regard it's going to have to be taking on certain services perhaps that the state once did.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's already in existence. I think the nonprofits provide a lot of the services, social services, that was once done by the state. You know, from Kauai, the YWCA is a huge asset for us. I mean, they provide a lot of the social services as it relates to sexual assault. And, you know, those, you know, we fund them quite heavily, and I don't see those being cut. But there are others, you know, some of the mayor's cultural projects that he had initiated may suffer some cuts because, again, it's really, we got to make a decision what's necessary today, what can wait, and, you know, what are projects that are are nice to have. And at this point, because of the CAT reduction, I mean, the nice to haves will have to wait. And that's just the unfortunate reality because of what has occurred.
The battle over the TAT has been such a long-standing one, and this year clearly didn't go anywhere again except negatively. Is there any way that you think that can be better approached for the counties to get more of the TAT as you've been wanting for such a long time?
Well, you know, this year, HAC, the State Association of Counties, really took a very aggressive role. I mean, we've been working with the state trying to negotiate and collaborate over the last several years. To no avail, and this year HSAC, you know, made a decision. We retained a communications firm to help us get the message out to the public and to basically communicate with our constituents that, you know, we're getting shafted. And I'm not sure if that backfired. I'm not sure if that contributed to the I mean, there was one proposal that was going to phase out TAT completely in 3 years. And that, to me, was a very unreasonable suggestion. I mean, every one of those guys at the state capitol knows that our counties rely on that money, and to take it all away would cripple the counties, and they know that, but yet, you know, they went ahead and proposed it anyway. I'm not sure if that was a threat, a show of their strength, but that was, you know, that wasn't accepted well or received well by the councils. So I don't know where we go from here. You know, I don't. We've tried diplomatic way, we've tried an aggressive way, and it just seems that the state is not going to give in. And even though TAT revenues continue to rise for the state, they're not willing to share that with the counties. And I think that's just not responsible.
As a final look over your shoulder, then, do you just see that the needs of the counties, particularly regarding the TAT and the legislature, has just widened an already huge chasm?
Well, you know, I would say that it hasn't gotten better. I did reach out to Senator Kochi, Senate President Kochi. He's from Kauai. I did have a nice chat with him a couple of days ago. And, you know, he informed me that the state Senate's position was always to keep the counties at 103. You know, I did offer our assistance at HSAC. Whatever we can do, he's got to now, he and the House Speaker is going to have to try to get their two organizations together and come up with at least an opportunity where they can come to some agreement. Otherwise, the governor is not going to allow a special session. So that's his task, and he's asked me to hold on and, you know, just let him work with the legislature and try to get them much closer. So at that point, you know, we'll all stand together and ask the governor for the session. But that's our only hope. My only hope is that, you know, the House and the Senate can put their personal issues aside and just deal with what needs to be done to, you know, to benefit their constituents, which is our constituents. And I'm hoping that, I'm actually optimistic that that will happen. I just don't know how long it'll take. We just got to wait and see and be patient, I guess. But, you know, it doesn't do us much good as we go into our decision-making process. You know, I'm hoping for a miracle before next week, Monday, that we get word that they were able to resolve their differences and have the session and miraculously get our share back.
Well, as they say, sometimes miracles do happen. We'll see if one's going to happen this time. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mel Raposo is the Kauai County Council Chair and Secretary of the Hawaii State Association of Counties.
Aloha, I'm Marcia Rose Joyner. If you like today's music, go to the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org for a playlist.